Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here, Bird Show.
Bird Show Q99.7. I'm going to break some news to you, and it's gonna feel like you're taking an arrow to the heart and maybe one also to the gut, because TikToker and comedian Justin Ruppel was stunned to realize that in the 1985 movie Back to the Future, Marty McFly went back 30 years to 1955. That means a reboot of the movie made today would send him back 30 years to the whopping year of 1993.
I wasn't alive then.
That's messed up.
Wow.
That hurt me even more.
That's very unnecessary.
Yeah, why would you do that? Why do you hate us?
It's just a fact. Mm-hmm. Facts don't care about your feelings.
Can you get the knife out of my back, Kristen? Because I feel betrayed.
All right, damn. So here's TikToker and comedian Justin Ruppel.
Like, I don't even know what to do with this knowledge. I just saw a TikTok that said if Back to the Future was made today, they'd go back to 1993. Because in the movie, they went from 1985 to 1955. That's 30 years back. 30 years back today would be 2023 to 1993.
Now, I don't like that guy. I don't like him at all.
At all.
He sounds just like Jason Sudeikis, does he not?
Uh-huh, he does. He does.
All right, and then he also made this realization as well.
Part that messed me up would be that when Marty McFly goes back to 1955, the first song he hears is Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Mr. Sandman signifies they're in 1955. So, got me thinking, what song would signify that they were in 1993? Some of you figured it out before I even got to it.
Yeah, times have changed.
Enter Sandman. From Mr. Sandman to Enter Sandman.
Wow.
Like, it kind of, yeah, it hurts my heart because it doesn't feel like, I don't know why the 90s don't feel that far away.
It doesn't. It really does feel like it was yesterday.
I mean, it does for Abby because she wasn't here, but
I was watching from the heavens.
That hurts, man. That really hurts. All right, so Cassie is wondering, is she the a-hole here for inviting family on the wedding anniversary trip?
Listen, I know how it sounds, but hear me out, okay? So my husband and I are celebrating our 5-year wedding anniversary this year. And
congrats.
Thank you. And who knew we'd last this long? Kidding. And the thing is, we haven't really celebrated any other anniversaries. We celebrated our first one, but then we had kids kind of right out the gate. So we would do like a wine and cheese board at home. Ooh, exciting, I know. But I was either like pregnant or breastfeeding or what have you. And so we've recently started looking at our lives, especially as it was a self-imposed quarantine, but we really stayed at home for 2.5 years during COVID and like barely left, didn't even go in grocery stores. So we're trying to get out there and live life more, especially with the kids. So we're looking at potentially taking an international trip to Menorca in Spain to celebrate our 5-year anniversary. Barcelona, which Abby, correct my pronunciation.
Barcelona.
Yeah, Abby
the
lived there.
Say.
Yeah, Abby lived there for how long?
5 weeks.
So she is fluent in Spanish, but we would go to Barcelona, and then Menorca, which is this like beautiful little island, and the kids would come with us. That's just not a topic I'm open to negotiating. I don't feel comfortable traveling out of the country and leaving the kids behind. No. And my parents traveled with me and I want the kids to see the world. But here's where it gets weird is I invited my parents and my sister on the trip. And my husband, Chad, is like, we always vacation with your family because my family's big travelers. He's like, can we just do this? Like, I love your family, no problem seeing them, but we're already like going on trips with them this year. Can we just do this alone because it's for our anniversary?
Wait, so wait, you invited them without running it past your husband?
Yes, because I'm arranging everything.
Oh no.
It's more fun in a group. Here's my thought. Listen, here's why.
You've already lost the debate. I mean, we're switching the debate here.
Yeah. Built-in babysitters.
But you still, if you're going to book like an international trip for you and your husband and your kids, before you invite anybody else, you talk to your husband about
no,
it.
No, wait, my sister.
I mean, come on now, man.
My sister,
you know this,
just spent 3 weeks there. She's a tour guide. She's already mapped out places for us. And then that way he and I can actually go out at night on dates because there'll be someone back at the wherever we're staying to actually watch the kids. I did it so that he and I could actually have one-on-one romantic time away from the children. That was my thing. And we don't have to be with them 24/7.
I get your thinking. I totally get your thinking.
That deflection tactic you are using is amazing, guys.
I did it for our marriage, okay? I wanted to have alone time with him. We don't have, like, anyone here. It is the one thing I could think of. I was like, let's bring the babysitters with us, and then we can do our own stuff. They can do their own stuff. We can eat meals together sometimes. It'll be kind of like everyone does their own thing, and sometimes we'll be together, and then they can babysit the kids.
Cassie, how did you miscalculate that by telling us this personal story that this was not going to be the focus?
What was
that
the focus?
You booked a vacation with your family that was supposed to be for you and Chad without consulting your husband.
Well, it's not booked yet. I just invited everybody I just casually mentioned it to Chad, who was like, I'm sorry. Hold on. What's going on?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, mm-hmm. I'm all about family. I don't get to see my family a lot. They're in another state. I just thought it was a great idea. But
right. And we're not saying it's not.
Just one small minor detail.
Yeah.
I should have consulted the other party.
Maybe yeah. So.
Good idea.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
this is very similar. So Cassie and I do share this in our relationships. Is like our independence sometimes really, you have to check your own independence because this is probably something I would have done also.
Yeah, because the thing is, then I have to have this conversation with him and pitch him on it, and I've already thought through it. It is the smartest move. It is the most effective way to travel. It is the most effective way to make sure our kids are safe and that I can get one-on-one time with him. I've already done all the thinking for us. He doesn't need to think. He needs to say yes. So now I got to figure out how to uninvite my family from our anniversary trip this fall.
Yes, uninvite them and then ask them if it's okay and then invite them and then come back with this story.
That sounds like a really not convoluted plan.
So have you already, you've already asked your sister and you've already asked your mom and dad and they are in to do this trip?
They said they're down. They're going to look at scheduling. So I think what I'm going to do is just be like, their dates don't magically work for us and then we'll go alone.
Gotcha.
That's how I'll have to finagle it so nobody's feelings are hurt.
Curious. When is the last time you and Chad had a date night, the two of you?
Like, I literally probably before kids.
Wow. What?
Yeah. Okay. If that, like, probably right after we were married. Okay. So 5 years, which is why I wanted to have some romantic nights on an island off of Spain with my husband.
Okay. All right. Do this for me. Pick some dates.
Okay.
I'm coming over to your house.
You do not have
I'm
to do
watching
that.
Your kids and you and Chad are going out to dinner.
Are you
that
sure?
Really
I am 100% positive. 100% positive. I need you to pick a date ASAP. Because, I mean, we're talking about before. You and Chad haven't gone on a date in over 4 years.
No.
An incredibly generous offer. And Cassie,
yes,
I would like you.
You
to send the dates to me also. And then I'll pretend that I never saw the email.
Listen, I love you, but there's only one of you I'm letting watch my kids, and that's Kristen. Yeah. Thank you. That is so sweet of you.
Please. I am like, do it today. Find a date. I'm serious as a heart attack. You guys need to go out and just have, and it's only like just a couple of hours. Just a couple of hours to yourself. Go to a nice dinner, and you need this.
Yeah,
you need
if Kristen can't do it, then Mo and I got it.
No.
I like ignoring them emails as much as you need me to.
It takes a village, but sometimes you want to like ignore some of the villagers.
The village idiots don't get to watch the kids.
Here, Bird Show.